Your phone can cost you a lot of money, both when you get it and then on the monthly bill. But there are smart ways to save.
Janet Bodner joins us now, editor of Kiplinger Personal Finance. Good to have you back, Janet.
Thanks a lot.
So our cell phones have so many line items on them. They're complicated. What do we need to look at to figure out what plan really is right for us?
Well, the big news in cell phones or smartphones, anyway, right now is data or data, if you will. Everybody wants to use more data. They want to stream music. They want to stream movies. And so what's happening is that the carriers, the providers, are changing their marketing plans. And they're offering, you see this on TV a lot, you know, this sort of bucket of data, you know, where you can connect up to 10 devices onto a particular account. And that's really good if you, or can be very good if you're a family or if you have a lot of devices. If you're a single person, you know, not so much. These might not be the most cost-effective plan for you.
How much data are we typically using? Do you know?
Well, I can give you a couple interesting statistics. The average data usage among smartphone users increased by, get this, 35% in 2011 alone, which I think is really a lot. And what happens is if you've got a data plan that's not totally free and, you know, you're paying if you have overages, usually what happens is if you use up to more than 2 gigabytes of data, you're going to have to pay more or they'll start throttling you back because you've overused. Now, just as a point of comparison, most for Verizon smartphone users, they on average use about 500 megabytes of data per month. So if you're just using it for text messages, you know, once in a while, web searches, things like that, you're going to be okay. It's when you do the real big stuff that it hurts.
Are there certain carriers that might save us more money than others?
Yes, and just getting back to what you say, now we outline all this on our website, kiplinger.com, and in the October issue, but just to give you a quick overview, you have to figure out what kind of user you are. If you are, as we said before, a family, then one of these family plans might be good for you. If you are a heavy data user, the Sprint Simply Everything plan is going to cost you $110 a month for unlimited everything, calling, texting, and data, so you'll never have to worry about going over. Now, if you're a no-frills user, and there are people, my husband for one, who, you know, takes out his phone when he needs to but doesn't use it very often, a prepaid plan might be the way to go for you. And, you know, you can pay, you get a lot of minutes for not much money, and that might be the way to go. Also, big talker and texter, that's another one. If you're using for calling and texting but not so much data plan, gee, you can get, prices down to as low as $40 a month. You might not get the most up-to-the-minute iPhone, but you could get a pretty good-looking phone and a pretty good-looking price tag.
All right, Janet Bodner, editor of Kiplinger Personal Finance. Janet, nice to meet you today.
Yes, it was so exciting.
Talk next time.
Okay.